Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. And those, dear listener, are your choices. All of us will either be saved or damned, and that eternal result will be determined by our reaction to the gospel. The gospel is a message delivered by preaching, by which you're saved, 1 Corinthians 15:2. The urgency of this message is seen in Paul's words to the Corinthians, Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, 2 Corinthians 5:11. Many preachers refuse to preach the terror of the Lord, but rather seek to please the hearer by tickling the ear. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ, Galatians 1:10. Not all preaching will save the soul. The simple reason for such a bold statement is that not all preachers preach the gospel. Even in Galatia, some would pervert the gospel of Christ, Galatians 1:7. Peter declared, They that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction, 2 Peter 3:16. The word used by the inspired writer means to twist or turn. Many preachers seek only to twist the scriptures to say what they want and what they believe their audience wants to hear. Paul spoke to Timothy of a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, 2 Timothy 4:3. The preacher Titus was taught by the aged apostle Paul that there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, Titus 1:10. False preaching must be confronted by truth. Truth will stand when error will fall. The message must always be examined before it is taken into the heart and becomes the way of life. Those hearers of the gospel in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so, Acts 17:11. Gospel preaching and preachers must be tested by the only reliable source that is available. That source is the Word of God. Many preachers and many churches teach that baptism is not a part of the divine plan of eternal redemption. My reaction is the words of Christ, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That is the message of my preaching. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.